This is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil. The Houthi rebels vow fierce retaliation after American and British strikes against them. AP correspondent Shelley Adler.
The escalation involving Yemen's Houthi rebels has many worried about a wider conflict in the region. John Alterman is the director of the Middle East program at CSIS.
The Houthis have the ability to get people's attention and to force people to respond, but I don't think they really think they can be or want to be in an actual battle with the United States, because that's not a fair fight at all.
As for Iran's role?
Supportive, but not directing them. And from an Iranian perspective, it's a great investment because you get all the upsides and none of the downsides.
I'm Shelley Adler.
Meanwhile, the U.S. Navy is warning American flag vessels to stay out of areas around Yemen in the hours in the Red Sea and the Gulf of Aden for the next 72 hours. The warning and a notice to shippers came as Yemen's Houthi rebels vowed fierce retaliation for American and British strikes against them, further escalating and raising the fear for a wider conflict in a region already beset by Israel's war in Gaza. Israel has opened its argument in defense of itself at the United Nations Criminal Court.
Israel strongly denies the claim, with a lawyer in the International Court of Justice courtroom, Tal Becker, saying people are misinterpreting the term genocide.
The attempt to weaponize the term genocide against Israel in the present context does more than tell the court a grossly distorted story. And it does more than empty the word of its unique force and special meaning.
Although the case is likely to take years to resolve, South Africa's asking the ICJ to order an immediate